What would compel a 55-year-old IT worker to break the law? Just ask Kevin.
I make small resin doors with windows and a doormat, and I put them up all over cities.
Kevin installs mouse doors on perfectly mouse-free buildings and other urban sites. Buildings that do not belong to Kevin, which is why I can't use his last name and why he uses the pseudonym Mouse510, M-O-W-S-510. What Mouse does is street art, art that uses the city as its canvas, art done by artists who don't need art degrees or permission, who just do art because they want to. Mouse got inspired to create after seeing street art on trips to London and Paris. But why mouse doors? Because what other street artists were doing was a bit too lofty.
I liked the stuff that Invader and Above Love and Gregos are doing. They're attached to walls, but they're usually way up high. And I didn't know how to go up high. I didn't know how to put them. And I was sure I'd get caught if I were running around with a ladder.
The mouse doors are made with liquid resin, like a plastic that hardens and molds. The doors are about 3 inches tall and attached to surfaces with industrial strength adhesive. Mouse has created themed doors for the holidays, for the Minnesota Twins opener. There's a TARDIS door for Doctor Who fans, and a door based on the Pixar movie Up, suspended by painted balloons. In 2015, Mouse put up his first door in California, where he was living at the time.
I was paranoid. I mean, like, I turned off my cell phone. You know, it was like, I put it up in the middle of the night. I think I went out at like 10:30. I put it up in a very sleepy neighborhood.
Mouse moved to Minneapolis October 2016. And within months, Mouse stores started appearing in Northeast Minneapolis and the North Loop.
The ones I put up last week in Minneapolis now, I'm doing it in broad daylight in the middle of the day. I mean, I'm not trying to stand out when I do it, and I do it discreetly.
Mouse affixed a Prince store across from First Avenue, a door near the Bob Dylan mural, a door on the corner of Spy House Coffee in Northeast. Altogether, some 60 doors within 6 months of arriving in Minnesota. And that's in addition to the 100 doors in California and 200 doors outside the U.S., put up with help from Mouse's network of international street artists. His Instagram handle, Mouse510, now has over 5,000 followers. Mouse follows the Instagram feed, too, to check in on his doors, see if the businesses and their patrons have noticed the alternate entrances.
Okay, yeah, I've been cyber-stalking a Spy House because that seems to be the one that most people post a lot on. So once every couple days, I'll check their tag to see if there's new doors have been posted there.
Mouse takes walks past the doors. Sometimes he notices people have left gifts, like a miniature box of cookies. But the beer breweries in Northeast Minneapolis have gone an extra step.
I put one outside Indeed, and then they found it a few days later, and they put a little box next to it that has all the Indeed beers on it. And then this one is at Inbound Brewco. They put a little miniature keg about half the size of the door. And then Dangerous Man found a door in an alley next door to it, and they put a little potted plant with their logo on it.
We go to visit one of his most visited doors, the one at Spy House in Northeast Minneapolis, where the doors have become the focus of a cat-and-mouse pursuit.
Like, one woman, I think she's a runner, and she runs in the Northeast, and she's tracked down, like, she's got hashtag 21, hashtag 22, and she's tracked down, like, 26 or 25 of them.
But there's a downside to making your art that public.
Yeah. On Easter, somebody went harvesting them. They were there when I went for a walk on Friday night and Monday morning. And I walked past one of them, it was gone, and then some of my followers mentioned other ones that were gone. Most of the time, it just rolls off my back, and it did then, too. But then a fifth one disappeared that afternoon, and then I got paranoid. I was like, is there somebody that's following me that's just tracking them all down and taking them?
The harvesting has continued, but this hasn't slowed the door making, only made Mouse more cagey about posting photos of their locations. So why does a guy with a steady job, someone who spends a lot of time puzzling over computers, risk a misdemeanor fine and street art poachers for mouse doors?
I was amazed at how many times I would see children sitting in front of them, staring at them, or people taking pictures of them, or people pointing them out as they're walking along. So, and I get a thrill out of that. You know, that's something I put there. And that's kind of what I put it there for, is people walking along and they're not expecting to see it, and then they see it, and it's a moment of surprise.
What is that? That's awesome. So cute. Yeah. That's awesome.
This is Britty for KFAI.
That's awesome.